Hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Hello?
Okay.
Hi, thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointee or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
Thank you.
No.
Thinking ahead, which one of how would best describe how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th. You're going to vote? Definitely, very likely, or somewhat likely?
Haven't thought about it yet.
How should I record your answer? Somewhat likely to vote?
Unlikely.
Okay. And I just want to make sure that we have a sample representative in all ages. What is your age? Is it between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46, 55, 56, 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Right direction.
Right direction, thank you. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you will vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of $0.65 million, or 65 cents per 1,000 of taxable value, for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? The millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Undecided.
Undecided?
I'd have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can record that. No problem. Thank you.
Okay.
Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate pilot funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use.
I understand, but
okay.
I'm still undecided.
So you're still on the side? Okay, thank you. Thank you. Yes,
still
yes,
undecided.
Yes,
I'll
shut it out there.
I'll think about that one and figure it all out. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. You know, a lot of these questions seem repetitive, and they just want to make sure that you're certain about what you're saying. So please bear with me. I'd have to read them verbatim, but if you already decided, just tell me, I'm already decided or undecided. Now, if you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowner of about $90 per year for the next 10 years, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against the proposal? Or like you
said,
okay, just let me know. That's okay.
Okay.
It's not right or wrong answer, so you know.
Right.
Thank you. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion. I'm going to read them to you. I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. The second one, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. I'm fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails. Which one comes closer to your opinion? I already know, but I got to hear it from you. You already told me. So
undecided. How's that?
Okay, the last one, right? I oppose your proposal. So if you have decided, oh no, you don't know, right?
I don't know.
Same, yeah, okay, that, okay,
to take
okay.
Some
right.
Time and look it over.
Okay, okay,
yeah.
No problem. No problem. From the final list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? I'm going to read you the list. Protecting water quality and water supply, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, making housing more affordable, controlling growth and development, reducing traffic and congestion, fighting crime and drugs, and improving public safety, improving public education and local schools, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, improving local roads and infrastructure. Which one do you think that they should be focusing on more? I know they're all important, but just one of them, which one do you think should be more important for them to focus, for you to focus on?
Cost of living.
The what? The cost of living?
The cost of living.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Dealing with inflation. Thank you. Okay, you will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART trails. Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat, yes.
Thank you. Your city or township government, favorable or unfavorable?
So far, I guess favorable.
Somewhat or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Grand Traverse County government, favorable or unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Fast.
Okay, thank you. If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend this taxpayers' funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, will you say that you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Trust or not trust? Do you trust the County Board of Commissioners in your county?
So, somewhat, I guess.
Probably trust. Can I recall that as your answer?
Yes, yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each other power ways to spend this money. To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplace, shops, and parks. Do you approve or disapprove?
I guess approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
I guess somewhat.
Thank you. To promote health and wellness, approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Somewhat? Thank you. Okay. This is a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trail. That's the question. To promote recreational opportunities, approve or disapprove?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with.
To promote, okay, no problem. You don't know. I can put that as an answer.
I don't know
that's
that.
Okay. If you don't know, just tell me and I'll put that as an answer. Okay. To promote, to provide
what they've done, what they haven't done. I'm not in the loop.
It's okay. There's no right or wrong answer. It's how you feel. Your opinion is what matters to us. to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling. Approve or disapprove?
I would say, have to say approve.
Okay, a strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
I'm sorry?
Good to have walking trails.
Yeah.
I'm going to say strongly, yes.
So do you approve that there's a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails, to provide trails for walking, hiking, and bicycling? Do you approve that or do you disapprove of that?
Are you talking new trails?
I'm sorry?
Or the ones we have now, I approve of what we have now. It's very nice to go for a walk. Yeah.
So you approve of it, right? Somewhat or strongly?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Somewhat.
Thank you. To promote local economic development, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Somewhat strongly.
Somewhat.
Thank you. To plan and construct new trails, do you approve or disapprove?
Depending where they are.
Right. That's what they want. They want to make new ones. That's what they were trying
to
do.
But it's depending where they want to make the new one. How will it affect me?
Okay. So you're not sure.
I'm not sure. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
This is very general. I have no concrete.
Okay. The next one is to increase accessibility to natural areas and open space. Do you approve or disapprove? To increase it, to make it more.
I would approve of that.
Okay. Somewhat strongly.
Less buildings and more grass and trees. Definitely.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to say. Yeah. Do you approve or disapprove with that? You said approve, right?
Yes.
Somewhat or strongly?
I would strongly approve open spaces.
Okay, thank you. To protect open space from residential and commercial development, do you approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly on that.
Thank you. To maintain existing trails, do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. To increase non-motorized transportation options, do you approve or disapprove? Non-motorized, that means no cars. In other words, just bicycles, just walking, nothing that has an engine.
I would approve of that.
Thank you. Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Okay. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Number one, constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County. The second one, ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained. Which is more important to you? Constructing or making sure that the one they already have is well maintained?
The one that we already have is working nicely.
So ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. You will now be given a few statements about these proposals to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. There will be full public disclosure of all project spending. Will that make you more likely or less likely? For this proposal.
So if I had all the details, more likely.
Okay, much more or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. A citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensures the funds are administered for the intended purposes. More likely or less likely?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. We are 50%. I really appreciate you doing this for us. It's very important for
okay.
us to get your opinion. Now you will be giving some statements. I'm sorry?
Thank you.
Thank you. Now you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well if it doesn't make any difference. This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife, habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams. Convincing or not convincing?
Somewhat convincing?
Thank you. Thank you. Grand Traverse County Trails Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public funded source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails. Convincing or no? The statement for the proposal. Does that sound convincing or not convincing? Very or somewhat?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
It would be somewhat convincing, yes.
Okay, this is just statements in favor. Next, I'm going to reach everyone's against it. So, okay? This proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors. Convincing or not?
Somewhat, yes.
Thank you. $7.50 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plan to construct new trail for residents to enjoy. Convincing or no?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you.
Yes.
Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tarp Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county. Convincing or no?
Somewhat,
thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle. Convincing or no?
Somewhat, yes.
Thank you. This proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. Convincing or no?
Somewhat,
thank you. This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby. Convincing or not convincing?
That would be convincing.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year. And this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs. Convincing or no?
Somewhat.
so much. Thank you. Thank you. This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way that we do. Convincing or not convincing?
Somewhat, yes.
Thank you. This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grants Harris County will be well maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all. Convincing or not?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Okay, now taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against the proposal? However you feel. You can tell me the same answer.
I still see where and what it affects, yeah.
So you still the same? You feel the same way?
I'm still feeling the same way.
Okay, no problem. I'm the cider, right? Okay.
Yes.
That's okay. That's cool. I understand. Now you will be given statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if this argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If it will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. This proposal will give millions more taxpayers' dollars to local politicians, and we can trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects. Convincing or not convincing?
Not convincing. I'd have to see.
Not too convincing?
Not too convincing.
Thank you. There are more important things to spend taxpayers' money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems. Convincing or not?
Not too convincing.
Thank you. With inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes. Convincing or not?
Somewhat.
Convincing, right? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million. Convincing or not?
Somewhat.
Thank you. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes. Convincing or not?
Somewhat.
Thank you. This proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth. Convincing or not?
That's for sure.
You find that convincing?
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
No.
Okay. Okay. This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill. Convincing or no?
Correct. No, it's not too convincing.
Not convincing?
No.
Not convincing at all. Not at all, right?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. We are 70%. We're almost done. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal? Or you can tell me the same thing.
I'm still the same.
You still feel the same? Okay. No problem. Now I'd like to give you a statement. Oh, man. What happened here? Hold on. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. I got it. Okay. I'll shut up to you. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, what is this here? Now, I will be giving you a statement to complete in your own words. If I had one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is. What's the hesitation that you undecided? You tell me.
I have to see. I have to see numbers and where it's going.
Okay.
And where they're going with it. Yeah.
Okay, have to see.
This is like you're hitting me in the head, and I'm like, what? Yeah, I'd have to see and read some stuff. I
understand.
Real tasty, especially.
You want to do your own research and find out.
Yeah, I want to do my homework.
You got it.
You're
entitled to do that.
One thing, but you get another, right?
Yeah, you got. That's true.
Okay.
You're absolutely correct, 100%. And we are almost on 86%. And before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved $1 million for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges? When bridges repair and improvements millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvements of street, road, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and levy in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Road improvements, I'd probably vote yes.
Okay, definitely or probably? Oh, you said probably. I heard you. Probably.
Probably,
okay.
Yeah.
Probably, yes.
Yeah,
now
I'm
going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes. Just to be sure we have a representative sample, regardless of how you may feel today, for whom do you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Undecided there.
No, in the 2020 election, the last election, not this one.
Oh, the last one?
Yes.
Neither.
Neither? Okay.
Neither.
Okay. Do not vote for president. Someone else then, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. With which political party are you affiliated? Democrat or Republican?
Neither.
Neither. Independent?
Yes, neither.
Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you're liberal, a moderate, or a conservative?
In the middle.
Moderate. Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
All right, thank you. What is the last grade or formal education that you have completed?
College.
Associate, bachelor, postgraduate?
Yes, that's it. Mm-hmm.
Postgraduate? You have a master's and above?
No.
Bachelor. Bachelor. Thank you. Do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in? Thank you. Do you have an insurance under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
No.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? Asian, Asian American, Hispanic, African American, Black, White, Caucasian?
Caucasian.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. You've been wonderful. I really appreciate it.
Thank you
so very much.
Thank you.
For your participation. You have a good night. Take care.